Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. In fact, the first update or podcast for 2023. We hope everyone had a happy new year, and we look forward to making more progress in 2023. So let's start off by looking at the year open on the S&P. And for any new folks to this newsletter or podcast, whatever we want to call it, I do oftentimes reference the S&P. Of course, we do look at all the major indices in terms of gauging the overall breadth of the economy and the markets, and that's something we're going to touch on briefly here in a little bit. But I tend to, over the long run, very much put more weight into the S&P in terms of being an accurate gauge for the marketplace, but also the economy. And just know that going forward. But of course, we're looking across the board, not only in equities, but in commodities, currencies, and treasuries, for that matter, especially right now. Just wanted to throw that side note out there. But the S&P opened the year at 3906, so obviously not off to the best start. Not necessarily surprised by that. I will say that our game plan for the first quarter or so is pretty well defined. Now, of course, anything can happen, and our, you know, really our main task is to be reactive to any sort of change in what we anticipate to be in front of us. But at the moment, what we anticipate the possibility for the markets is to begin another move higher starting sometime next week and into mid-February, and that at which point we will, and likely along the way actually, be using that as an opportunity to raise cash if in fact that is what occurs. And that raising cash is to sort of mimic what we did in 2022, which was in anticipation of the potential for a market drawdown sometime in the latter part of the first quarter and maybe into the beginning of the second quarter. So here again, you know, if you remember last year, we held a cash position for, well, the majority of the year, given that it didn't get reinvested until September 30th. This we don't anticipate being dragged out near as long. We are sort of in our minds looking for the potential to revisit somewhere around those September levels, and well, again here again in the S&P, but 3,600, 3,700. We still at the moment don't believe it will make new lows, but we very much think that if this does occur, that will be a buying opportunity into the end of the year. So of course, we would like to, if possible, take advantage of that, and that's our sort of first quarter plan in terms of managing what we believe to be the overall market direction for that time period. Now let's move over to what we think will be sort of the stimulants for that. We think that the CPI, this upcoming CPI number, will be what sends it higher. We think that the Fed's decision on February 1st will continue that move higher, so long as very much dependent on the rhetoric coming out of the Fed. That's been a piece that's been very hard to forecast for sure. And then we think that potentially that February CPI number could be what calls it back. That will create basically a higher than expected CPI number that would continue fears that the Fed's going to have to continue to get more aggressive, although they've alluded to the fact that they're going to continue to raise rates anyways. Now, that's going to present, if all of this comes to fruition, that would present, we believe, a buying opportunity in equities. At the same time, it should present some higher rates on the fixed side. If you're new to this, what we're really talking about here, there's different various forms of fixed rates, but basically a stated rate, that kind of product that can be, it can be various things. It can be in the treasury world, it can be in the corporate bonds, it can be CDs, it can be annuities. There's various forms. So that's why we just refer to them as fixed rates. That could very well help to elevate where the current fixed rates are, which are residing anywhere between 5 and 5.5%, at least the ones I'm looking at. And also that depends on the duration of that particular product. So we're continuing to keep an eye on that. It's been a big topic for us along with the markets over the last, I guess, probably 6 months or so. So we're going to continue to monitor that for any potential ideas there as well. With that, one thing I did want to point out, you know, I mentioned early on this one, the S&P in particular, for me at least, being my personal favorite in terms of gauging overall market strength as well as the overall sort of state of the economy. But one thing to clarify is the markets aren't always an indication of the status of the economy. And we do very much think that we're entering into a period of time, and it's not unprecedented, we've seen this before, where the markets can perform to the upside without the economy necessarily improving, shall we say. I do think that we are very likely going to see this. And the reason I bring that up is we do get a lot of questions, especially here recently, about the likelihood of a recession in 2023. You know, if you were to ask me personally, and I say me personally because you could ask a room full of 20 people and probably get various answers on it. But for me personally, I believe we've been in one for a while now. Well, for about 6 months now. It depends on how you look at it, how you gauge it. And we're not going to be out of one in 2023. So I think that, or at least for the majority of 2023. So, I guess we'd all be right. So it really, I guess, does not matter. But I just wanted to point out that, yes, recession is very likely if we're not already in one. That doesn't necessarily have to mean that the markets won't perform, though. And now there's been a long period of time, I guess back in the late 60s through up until about the 80s, of a very stagnant market with multiple declines, I think 4 declines economically. So, you know, this is not something that's never happened before. In fact, you know, the markets, one thing to point out, the markets are very much forward thinking. So if we're anticipating a recessionary environment sometime next year, well, that means that the markets should be coming out of them usually 6 to 9 months ahead of the actual event. In other words, we'll see the market turn well before the economy, or typically we do, well before the economy turns. So all of this, along with some of the statistics we went over many a time throughout the fourth quarter of last year, as far as looking at probabilities of a positive market in 2023, all of this points towards opportunity for us. And so I just wanted to point that out, because I think if you were to just listen to a lot of talking heads, they would make one believe the recession has to mean, if we're not already in one, a recession has to mean a underperforming marketplace. But the reality is the markets will come out of it well before the economy comes out of a recession. So anyways, keeping that in mind, I know that's a popular topic right now. It's not one that deters us from our analysis of believing that next year, we're already in 2023, that this year will be positive. Barring anything unforeseen, we believe that the market has a real opportunity to have some good upside potential to it. With that, I guess I'm going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and look forward to doing this again next week.